The dumbest thing of the day.
This is dumb.
Hello, Scott Reed.
Well, hello, my 2J friends. Listen, guys, I'm thinking about coyotes. I want to talk today about coyotes, and not the sort that chase roadrunners, mail away to Acme for giant anvils, or hold up little signs that say, Mother. Nope. I'm talking about the kind of coyotes that prowl around the city streets and terrorize people with pets. This morning, I was up before dawn, as are all good working, hard working folk like myself, who believe they ought to carry themselves around through this life instead of waiting for government to wipe their bums. Also, I had to talk to John Moore about politics. And I'm walking down, I live in Avenue and Angleton area. So I'm going for my early morning coffee, and I come upon, bold as brass, standing right in the middle of Roselawn Avenue, a coyote. And big. I mean, like, good thing I wasn't wearing a Red Riding Hood sort of big. After a couple of minutes, we're looking at each other. He's sizing me up. I'm sizing him up. He's sizing me up. He loses interest. Ambles back into the into a nearby Jewish cemetery. That's not a crack. As far as I could tell, it didn't practice any particular faith, but this is far from the first time, I should say, that this has happened to me. There are tons of coyotes in the neighborhood and in neighborhoods all around the city. Since COVID hit, it's like the Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom around our city. And I know we're the most obnoxious species on the planet, right? Humans. These creatures are encroaching because we've developed over their natural habitat. It's climate change, shifting patterns in consumption due to the pandemic. I know it's all our fault. But they're wild animals, man. They are wild animals, and we need to do something about it. They could chomp our dogs, our cats, our slow-footed liberal voters like myself. And so, I am saying, why doesn't someone do something? Why doesn't the city feel motivated? Visit the city websites. Look at the news articles. What's the advice? Don't bug their young. Okay, will do. Scare them off by making yourself big and loud. Yeah. Not a problem for me and Jim. Avoid feeding them. I'm not feeding them. I'm worried about being fed upon. So I honestly ask, I say to myself, like, we did not have this problem 10 years ago. There are tons of coyotes. They are in the city. This much nature is unnatural. Why can't we have a group designated from the city or the MNRF gather these things up, trap them, drop them off in Algonquin Park, Joshua Tree, wherever and how they come from? Seems to me that we are just accepting this. And I don't understand why we accept this as though it's just a natural part of life. It's not natural. It's unnatural to have this many wild animals, this wild, in the city. And I think not doing something about it is the dumbest thing today.
First of all, was that a fat joke against me?
No, I think he meant, I think that was a tiny joke against me.
It was, no.
Okay.
Boys, sorry. I think both of you, like, first of all, you're delish, the pair of you, right?
Okay.
Absolutely. No, I made a little joke there about big and loud, and I was self-deprecating also. I said, like Jim and myself.
I understand. So loud and I'm fat. I get that.
I see, Jim. I see. If you think I'm being self-deprecating, I must be making a joke about fat, which is to say that you're calling me fat. Thanks.
Yes.
All
right. Well, exactly. But secondly, what is it? I don't know. I'm asking this. I guess a kid has been attacked, right? And dogs have been attacked. Is that, I mean, that's bad. I'm not saying name something worse than that. That's pretty bad. But so far, are those like the kind of worst things that have happened? Hello?
Do we have Scott?
Did he hang up, Matt?
No, I'm there. I don't know. That was weird. Good. Sorry, guys.
It's okay. Just disappeared for a second.
To your point, Jim, there's an answer to that. So I didn't want to raise it just because I didn't want to sound like I was engaging in hyperbole. But, yeah, two kids in October, two kids were bit in Oshawa. It doesn't happen that often. And people who are listening who are, you know, animal advocates, they'll be all over this. It is unusual for them to attack people. But they definitely attack pets. And, you know, like I spent, after I was coming after my coffee, I'm like walking down the street and encountering people with pets and going, hey, watch out, coyotes rolling around.
Yeah.
And I've had it happen to me. So, you know, I don't understand why we're so sanguine about it. I mean, literally, like people say, don't feed them. I'm not going to feed them.
Yeah, I agree.
Jay's wife was stalked.
Yeah, exact same thing, Scott. Like literally between Carla And Leslie in Lakeshore, like right on the lakeshore, she essentially was stopped by one that was coming out of the woods after her. And a guy with a skateboard did exactly what you just said, got large and loud, and it actually went away. But it was actually tracking her. And then, like, literally the next day after she called 311, we were on Lakeshore again. We saw the exact same coyote inside the Canada Post parking lot, just kind of skulking around.
I literally don't get why the city... I understand when you read the articles, you sort of have a bunch of animal advocates and they say, listen, you know, like keepers, creepers, this is our fault. I get it's our fault, but we live in cities. Like,
yeah.
You know, I grew up in rural Ontario. I expect to encounter that kind of thing. But why aren't we saying, all right, like I'm not saying like let's shoot them all on site for Pete's sake, but why don't we gather them up? Why don't we sort of say, all right, we're deputizing a bunch of, you know, officials. And I don't know if it's a province with MNRF or the city or whatever, or some combination thereof, and say, we're going to trap 100 coyotes in the city for the next year and, you know, take them up to Algonquin Park. I'm not joking. Like, why wouldn't we do that?
Yeah, agreed.
Would, I mean, I wonder how many of these feral cats or cats that people own that are outdoor cats have gone missing and have not shown up. I'm wondering if anybody's kind of documented that, because I would think that that would be a large number. On top of that, raccoons, and I certainly think that the responsible thing for them too is probably to remove them and put them back to a place where they are not endangered, because the longer they're interacting with humans, you'd think sooner or later something's going to happen and then you're going to have to put them down.
They get bold, don't they? I mean, that's what I was always taught, right? Is that as animals interact with humans, they get bold. They get less scared. I'm telling you, this coyote literally this morning was standing 20 paces from me looking at me like, all right, which one of us is going to blink, right? Who's going to order the other one a beer? Like, you want to talk this out? What's your favorite band? Like, I was like, where's this going to end? So, you know, I'm joking, but I'm not joking in the sense that it seems odd to me that... You know, people go, oh, well, you know, they kill rodents. To your point, they go, oh, well, they kill rabbits and mice and rats. I'm like, okay, great. But, you know, I've got traps for that. Like, these things, they kill pets. They're alarming. Like, they don't belong in a city. So let's get them out of the city, man.
Interesting.
You guys talked to the mayor. Get on him.
We actually have. The last time we spoke with the mayor about this, it was pretty much a quote of, we feel like we're doing everything we could be doing for now.
How can that be?
Good question. We should bring it up again.
Has he caught one? Has he caught a single one?
Has he?
They haven't tried to catch any.
Has he caught a single? As the mayor, has John Tory caught a single coyote? If not, then I would dare say he's not doing everything he can.
Maybe Scott Reed.
Yeah.
That was thing of the day. Thank you, Scott.
I would agree.
See you guys.
Happy hunting.
Thank you very much. Happy hunting. So appreciate it.
I mean, come on. Did you need to do that?
No, I didn't. But it made me feel better. I'm kidding. He's not. He's not fat. Me, on the other hand, I don't know. I've done some work, Jay. I've been trying my best, if we're talking about me right now. And for my sake, I hope that we are, because that's what I'm doing right now. Over the pandemic, I think I got up to 210 at one point. I think I'm down to 190 right now. But
that's
I was
good.
Peaking at 210. But it's one of the reasons I started to grow a beard, because I thought... A fatter head would off balance a bigger gut, and so adding a little bit more to the beard area, I thought would balance that out. But I hadn't seen Scott Reed in a while, and so for him to come out with such harsh remarks towards a colleague, I thought was unfair and uncalled for, and accurate actually, but not very fair.